These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
I'm Angino. With me, Dr. Richard Rafferty. I absolutely love this man. We've known each other now for more than a decade. My goodness, 12, almost 13 years now.
Yes, it's amazing how long it's been. It's great.
It truly is. Time just flies by. And what started off just hosting the show with you years and years ago at the beginning, when you just months after you started your practice.
Yes, that's right.
We've turned this into a wonderful friendship that's lasted over the years, and I cherish it myself and love when I have the opportunity for you to stop by and visit in person.
I definitely feel the same way. It's always great to be here, and I always love to see you, and it's always great to be able to share this information with the public.
And this is critically important information regarding dealing with back pain, neck pain. People who have been diagnosed with stenosis, bulging, herniated discs. And for a lot of people, they've gone through a lot of the treatment options that are out there, doctor. Some people pay attention to what we're doing on the show and have seen ads of yours and have seen you on TV and said, you know what, I'm going to cut through all of that and just contact you immediately. But other people go through different processes. But you are about doing something nobody else is talking about. And it's putting the discs, whether they're in your back or your neck, and whatever level of pain they're causing and the discomfort down your arms and down your legs, putting these discs in a position to be healed once again, to really give the body the chance to do what it is naturally able to do, heal itself.
Absolutely. And that's really, Mangina, what it comes down to is the first thing that I want to share with anyone who's listening and who has not heard this message before is that what we're doing at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is we are fixing the problem. In other words, your body was designed to take care of your discs all the way through your life.
Mm-hmm.
But something went wrong. Due to injury, you lost the ability, your physiology, the ability to deliver circulation to your disc. And the disc is living tissue, and it's avascular tissue, meaning it does not have vessels. So it has to have this mechanism. It's called the pump mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it in any anatomy book or physiology book. And it's the way your body was designed to get circulation into your disc. And what happens when you have a trauma, whether it's an auto accident, a bad fall, heavy lifting, awkward lifting, something injured that joint, and the joint locks down with scar tissue, can no longer move freely the way it's designed to as you move through your day. And without circulation, that living tissue starts to die. It starts to degenerate. It breaks down. And only a dying disc gets conditions. Well, I always tell my patient, ask my patient, what are conditions? Well, bulging, herniation, degeneration, mm-hmm. those are all unhealthy changes that show up in an unhealthy disc,
okay.
One that's not receiving circulation, a disc that's dying. And that's what we're addressing at the Disc Institute, and that's what you have to hear. Because I'm telling you, all the things that you've tried, everything they've offered you as a disc patient will never fix the problem. They're not addressing the problem, they're addressing the condition, which is the bulge or whatever, and the symptoms. But they are not addressing the underlying problem.
Is it fair to say that, based upon what you just said, that whatever they're doing to try to address the condition, they're really not doing all that well? Because what ultimately drives so many people to you is the tremendous, intense pain that people are dealing with that is transforming their lives in a way that they do not want. It's a negative impact on their lives. And so they're really, many of them are just focused on how do we address the pain that this individual is complaining about, and they'll come up with ways of masking the pain, but never really address what's causing the pain and the discomfort and the immobility in the first place.
That's it exactly. What happens, you're right, whenever you're in that type of pain, that becomes your focus. And what's really unfortunate is you start to think that the pain is the problem. But remember, that's the last thing to show up. You had to have the problem first,
mm-hmm.
which is the trauma to the spine creating the loss of physiology, the loss of the ability to bring circulation to that living tissue, your disc. And as that disc breaks down, again, you have the problem, the loss of the physiology, the pump mechanism. Then you have the condition showing up over time. And believe me, it takes a long time from your injury until you see what you saw on your MRI, those bulges, etc. And then it's not until the disc squeezes out enough into the space that belongs to the nerve, stenosis. Mm-hmm. And then when that disc tissue touches the nerve tissue, that's what drives the pain. So the pain's the last thing to show up. So if you're just chasing the pain around, you might find something to give yourself some temporary relief.
Right.
But because the disc is still dying, it's still degenerating, you're going to get more pain eventually, as soon as whatever they did for you wears off.
Am I recalling correctly that for anybody who calls 412-906-9600 and speaks to your staff, that they are eligible for a no-cost, no-obligation, no-commitment consultation and an evaluation of their MRI to see whether or not they're a good candidate for your program?
Yes, that's absolutely the way we do it at the Disc Institute, because we cannot help everyone. So I do a very thorough evaluation of the MRI to see if they are a good candidate. And unfortunately, we do turn patients away, but it doesn't cost you anything to find out. And that's the thing, is I will gather all the information, I'll evaluate it. And even if you don't have an MRI, my staff is great. They'll help you and point you in the right direction, or we will either order it or we'll help you to get it ordered so that you can get the MRI for the full evaluation.
Okay, 412-906-9600. We have two special guests coming on this evening, Janet and Matt. And it's always neat to hear people who are willing to go great distances in order to find the relief that they're looking for. You know, normally we think here in Pittsburgh, oh my goodness, I have to drive 45 minutes to get somewhere. I live in the South Hills. You want me to come to the North Hills? But there are people who drive hours, that fly hours, to come and see you, to be a part of this, and then experience relief that they otherwise could not have ever experienced. And Matt is one of those individuals we'll be talking to a little bit later on.
Yes, that's right. And it's been exciting over the years. We've gotten patients with the internet expanding and everything. We've gotten more and more patients from other states or from hours away. The nice thing is, once we get the body functioning again, mm-hmm. what we have the ability to do is at the Disc Institute is fix the problem. And once we can fix the problem, what ends up happening is you don't need to have follow-up appointments. You don't need maintenance. Your body takes over and provides natural circulation to that disc again. So when you walk out of the office, you have the ability, your physiology, your own design to help the self-repair process mm-hmm. and healing process of the disc is back on the job. And
nice.
It will then work for you the way it was designed to before you lost it due to injury.
Dr. Richard Rafferty and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. If you want to find out more, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. And we talked about Janet and Matt that will be coming up. We'll talk to Janet first about her experiences, what brought her to make contact with Dr. Rafferty and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Where she was, where she is now, and a whole lot more. It's coming up next on KDK Radio.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. If you want to get that free, no-cost, no-obligation evaluation of your MRI, call 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. Janet is joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Janet, welcome to KDK Radio. You're on with Dr. Rafferty.
Hi, Dr. Rafferty. How you doing?
Oh, great, Janet. So thank you so much for calling. We're so excited.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, my pleasure. It's all my pleasure. What would you like to know?
Janet, let's start with the earliest that you knew that something was wrong, and what's it been like for you before you found Dr. Rafferty? Let's start there.
Okay. I've probably been treating my back for 25 years.
Oh, my.
I have done chiropractor. I have done acupuncture. I've done massage. I went to Panama for stem cells. I went to a pain clinic, which all they really do is shoot you up your spine with steroids, and they didn't work for me. So what brought me to Dr. Rafferty was I had a hip replacement go bad. I mean severely bad, to where I couldn't walk for a month, and then I was on a walker, then I was forced myself to go on a cane, and I was in such pain, I kept going back to the surgeon. He says, everything looks good. I says, I can tell you it's not. And he said, all he wanted to do was shoot me with steroids. So I go 6 months to PT, mm-hmm. and at the end she says to me, you know, Janet, you're not getting that much better, and I don't think it's your hip. I think it's your back. So I go to my husband. In this interim, I'm so depressed that I lost 25 pounds. Not that I'm crying about that, but I was very severely depressed. And I said, we knew someone had gone to the Disc Institute. I said, please call him and see how he's doing. Mm-hmm. So Mark did. And with that, I called, and I went to the orientation, and he said I had to get a MRI. And I said, so I get one, and I go, and they said, well, you have to be a candidate. And I said, oh, I'll bet I'm not a candidate. I'll bet I let this go too long, and I'll bet he can't fix me. I'm like this, oh, I don't think he can fix me. They called me and said, Janet, you're a candidate. I said, oh, my God, it was like I was Christmas morning, you know. And I said, when can I come in? So I think I went in the next day or two, and then I started. And let me tell you about the Disc Institute. Dr. Rafferty is, I am, and I always tell him, you know, doctor, I don't like doctors, but I like you. I always tell him that, you know I do. He is the kindest, most giving person. He just wants to help every single person that comes in that door. He just wants to, that's his mission in life, is just to help them. And the team he has, oh, my God, they're like little mini cheerleaders. Okay. Janet, you're doing it. You can do it. You can be it. You can. You know, and it was when I left there, and I drove 45 minutes. Are you kidding me? If you're going to fix me, I'll drive 2 hours. Mm. I don't care. So when I left there, it was bittersweet. It was, I was crying. I was hugging everybody. Aww. I was crying. It was. Everybody was crying. You know, it was. I wanted to leave. I wanted to try it on my own to see if it was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to leave all my friends.
Right.
But it was a wonderful experience. I do everything, all the follow-up. I did everything he told me to do, and then some. And now I'm going to the gym every day. Well, nice. Not every day, maybe 4 times a week. And
how much better is life for you, Janet? How much better is life?
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you, I am not someone that sits in a chair and watches TV. I ride bikes. We have kayaks. I like to play with my grandkids. I'm doing laser tag on Friday.
So cool.
I love it.
I'm guessing these are all things you couldn't have imagined doing with being pain-free just last year. Right. I mean, you could have never imagined this before seeing Dr. Rafferty.
Absolutely not.
Let me ask you one more thing before. Let me ask you something else. When you spoke with him, what was it that convinced you of all the things that you've tried that I'm going to do this and this time it's going to be different?
Because he wasn't going to just, I mean, I've done chiropractic and acupuncture, and it's a temporary fix. It's something I have to do over and over and over. He said, I'm going to fix you, Janet. And he just kept saying, you're on the road to recovery. You couldn't stop this if you tried. You're going to be fine. And I was.
Nice.
And you just have to experience to know that what I'm saying, and anybody else that, Matt, I don't know him, but I'm sure he'll tell you the same thing. I mean, I could walk, I don't know, a couple hours a day if I wanted to. It's kind of boring for me, but I'm ready to rock and roll on my bike and on my kayak.
Maybe you'd walk that much if there were laser tags involved. But
oh, absolutely. I can't wait to play. I love playing laser tag. Meanwhile, I went to the Carnegie Science Center, and we were in the toy, you know, where all the kids play with balls and stuff.
Yes.
And I'm playing with all these kids.
Look
at you. Didn't I get a cold? I didn't even think, oh, I'm sure they don't sanitize these balls. And I'm playing with all these little kids. I'm the only adult in there.
Right.
If that gives you an indication.
That's really good. You're having a good time. The back's fine. It's the cold that you end up dealing with instead.
Oh, yeah. Now I have a cold.
Janet,
so if I'm nasally, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations on your success. And I have no doubts that it's going to just continue for you from this point forward. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you so much, Janet.
And thank you, Dr. Rafferty, and give everybody a hug and kiss for me.
I will. Thanks so much, Janet.
Okay. You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Janet, thank you very much. What a wonderful lady. Absolutely fantastic.
She's great. That just makes me feel so good. And it's so exciting. And that's why my staff and I get so excited when a patient moves into the program, because we know what's coming for them. And we've seen it over and over and over and over again.
412-906-9600 is the phone number. 412-906-9600. News headlines on KDK Radio.
The following is paid for by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I'm Angino, with me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And, Doctor, help people get a better understanding when they make that phone call, 412-906-9600, and they're looking at getting that evaluation done. Can you kind of walk us through the process of that phone call, the MRI, the initial evaluation, what it's going to be like talking with the staff?
Sure. Well, first of all, our phone does answer 24 hours a day. We do have an answering service, and you'll get a live person when you call. And I think that's so important. That's why I've always wanted to have that. But when you talk to my staff, you know, you're going to find that they're very welcoming, and they're going to ask you some questions, and they're going to help you to schedule that first appointment to come in and share some information that I will evaluate in detail to make sure that you're a good candidate. And like I said, if you don't have an MRI, we'll try to put you in the direction to get one. But if you have one, we'll have you bring it. And I'll take all the information that you share with my staff, and I'll read the MRI and evaluate that and read the radiologist's report and put it all together to determine if you're a good candidate for our program.
And when you make this assessment about being a good candidate, you have a 98% success rate. You've had two third-party research studies, one for near-term and one for longer-term.
Yes.
And this goes into being able to have success rates that high, to me, says that you are really working with only people that you are confident you are going to be able to help. And I think that should be comforting to everyone who's listening, who's dealing with these different issues with their back and their neck, is that they've already tried countless things, and they've all failed.
Yes.
They don't want to try another thing.
Yes.
That's going to fail.
Absolutely. That is our biggest challenge, Benji. You know, I tell patients all the time that we know that you've been disappointed, but we also know why. And the bottom line is everything that's designed to help you as a disc patient was never designed to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if you're only going to chase the symptoms, you will never turn your situation around once and for all. And so, yeah, we don't take that lightly. We know that you've been disappointed before, and I'm very careful about who I, when I evaluate who is a candidate and who's not. And then to follow a little further in the process, then if you are a candidate, then I will meet with you and I will explain to you in great detail, you know, what it is that we're doing at the Disc Institute, how it's different, why it's different. And I always tell patients when I get the opportunity to meet them that explanation that I'm going to share with them that day is really about one major thing is, you know, the fact that there is a problem and we are going to directly address that. So the first, you know, thing that I share is that what the problem is,
mm-hmm.
which we've talked about a little bit in the introduction, you know, the failure of the pump mechanism, the loss of circulation to the disc. And then I'm going to give you all the details about the program that we've used with thousands of patients before you, how we're going to fix the problem.
Nice.
And what's involved in that. And then you decide for yourself. If you like what I'm sharing with you and you feel it makes sense to you and you want to give it a try, it's up to you. You know, I share the information and I let it up to the person. They can make their decision.
We just talked with Janet a couple of moments ago in the last segment, and she said that one of the things that was important to her was talking to someone who had been through the program. And we were talking during the break that a substantial number of people that go to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh to get relief from their back and neck pain, bulging, herniated, degenerative discs, stenosis, are people who have heard from somebody else who's had great success with the program, which to me speaks to the wonderful work that you do, that now that you're into your 13th year, that you are truly making amazing impacts on people's lives, and they can't wait to tell other people about what you do and your staff.
Oh, that is such a blessing, because obviously, as any business owner, you're going to keep statistics as to how patients find out about you. And we, every month, there's hands down word of mouth is what, and I tell patients that's the biggest compliment you could give us is to tell others, and they do. And it's such a blessing for a patient to know somebody who has had the success. And that it definitely brings up their level of confidence to try something, you know, after being disappointed with so many other things.
Dr. Richard Rafferty is with us. The phone number is 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. And Matt is now with us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Matt, how are you?
Oh, actually, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It's great to hear that. Now, I understand that you are not a Pittsburgher. Is that correct?
No, I'm from Florida, but I'm living in Nebraska right now.
Okay, so in Nebraska, but you were a client of Dr. Rafferty's at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. How is it that someone out with the cornfields found out about Dr. Rafferty here in Steel Country?
You know, I'm the average Christian, but my wife actually got on her knees and prayed and said, God, give us a sign, someone to help Matt with his back, because I was looking at another surgery. And a friend told her to look at a Wendy Bell show, and Wendy Bell was talking about Dr. Rafferty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she took that as the sign, and she called Dr. Rafferty, and they looked at some MRIs, and I guess the rest is history.
And what's really curious about the MRI is that Matt mentioned about needing a second surgery doctor. That first surgery, a lot of people would think that, you know, I don't think doctor can help me.
Yeah, and that's something that's really important to know is we help a lot of patients even though they've had surgery. So I definitely take that into consideration when I'm evaluating. And it does not necessarily mean that you're not a candidate for what we do. What we do is so safe and gentle that we can't possibly hurt you, harm you, or make you worse. So even if you've had a surgery, it does not automatically disqualify you.
Matt, what was life like prior to meeting Dr. Rafferty and his team?
Prior to meeting him?
Yes.
I couldn't do my firefighting work anymore. And Advil had stopped working. Tylenol stopped working. I was hunched over, like on, I don't know, almost a 45-degree angle. And I had the pain shooting down my legs. No, I think I was headed for a terrible ending there.
That's scary.
Yes.
Yeah. You got a wife. You have kids.
Right, and I work for the fire department out here, and I could not, there was no way in the world I could do my job. I couldn't even sit at a desk.
All right, so you made the phone call in faith, hoping that maybe this guy can do something for you. What was it that persuaded you that, okay, I'm going to leave Nebraska and spend a lot of quality time in Pittsburgh with Dr. Rafferty and his team? Well, what was it that finally made you believe that, yes, this is going to be different this time, this is going to work?
Well, everyone I talked to in his office was so warm and inviting. That was half of the battle. Then the other half was, you know, me sitting down with the wife and kids and deciding to commit to something for 10 to 12 weeks.
You ultimately moved up here, right, for a while?
Yeah, I actually stayed at an extended stay hotel, and the only contact I kind of had was with the hotel staff, Dr. Rafferty and his nurses, and the people I was going through therapy with.
Interesting. My goodness. So now that you've finished the program with Dr. Rafferty, what's life like now?
Okay, Dr. Rafferty, don't get mad. I snuck and played pickleball last week.
Not pickleball.
Well, you're past your first 30 days on your own, so, you know, now's the time to start reintroducing things gently and see what your body's ready for, knowing that you're just beginning to heal, but you have to try some things out. How did it go, Matt?
I said 24 hours, we'll see what's going on, and I continue my icing. And I kept waiting to hurt, and I kept waiting to hurt, and my back felt great.
Waiting to hurt. I love that. When's the pain coming, Matt? When's the pain coming, right?
You get so used to it, and, you know, the only thing hurt was, you know, my glutes, my hamstrings, and quads from, you know, running back and forth. And I was like, well, amen.
Yeah, I can live with that. There you go.
That's great.
My guess is that it's a whole lot easier to fight fires now, and it's a lot easier to corral the kids.
I'm not fighting fires yet because the fire department they're very cautious.
Okay.
And they just, you know, they want me to heal and come back because, you know, firefighting is not an easy job.
So do you see yourself being able to make it back?
Luckily, I'm a driver. And I'm just gently starting to lift weights and build my strength back.
Okay.
They're giving me until the 1st of May. So, yes, I actually think once I build my strength back, it's going to be a gradual process.
All right.
That I'll come back to the fire department.
All right. So it's nice that the fire department is cutting you some slack and letting you heal up before they put you back to full work again. Has the wife resumed the honey-do list for you?
Is
that back to play? Matt, I am so glad that you're doing well. Wish you nothing but the best. Look forward to hearing about how you're back at the fire department full time and back to living life 100% the way that you want it to be, fully upright and not at 45-degree angle, unless, of course, you need to be.
If I need to be, it's great. But hey, I would like to say hi to that nursing staff and Dr. Rafferty. I miss you guys, and I miss all the people that I went through therapy with because they became my family, and they actually adopted me, took me around the area.
Nice.
And I just wanted to say hello to them all, and I miss them all dearly.
No, Matt, thank you.
You're
very
a great
much.
Guy, and we really enjoyed the opportunity to work with you, and we appreciate the trust that you gave us, and we miss you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. All You're right. going to get me all teared up.
All the best to you, Matt.
Thanks
thank
for
you
calling,
very much.
Matt.
Yeah, doctor, okay. I got to tell you, we keep on hearing this over and over again, that not only are people getting in positions to where their back is healing, the back is able to heal itself once again because of what you and your team do, but the emotional connectedness, not only to your staff, but people within the program, not just going through the program, but developing relationships, true friendships. One, you gave an example of, I believe this was off the air, where somebody was traveling in from out of town.
Yes.
And they developed such a relationship. What ended up happening?
Well, the patient, they got to talking, and she was realizing she was going to, you know, was staying at a hotel, and she invited her to come stay at her house, and they became friends, and they, you know, and she invited and had a dinner party, invited a bunch of her other friends so that they could all be together and meet her new friend that was doing the program with her, and yeah, it's great, and I don't think Matt will mind me sharing this. One of the patients actually stepped up and paid to send Matt home for Christmas to be with his family.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you. And it just, my staff and I just, it was such a, so beautiful. And like Matt said, they took them all around town. They took them to Permane Brothers and, you know, and they, you know, they took them all around town and showed them the sights and knowing that he was sitting alone in a hotel, you know, and they, you know, they happened to have appointments around the same time. So they got to talking and, you know, and just became friends. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So you were doing really amazing special things at the Disc Institute, not only with people's backs and necks and the disc issues, but relationship, building relationships that are, I'm sure, many of them very long-term, if not lifelong relationships.
Yeah, it's just been great.
It's really cool, too, when you hear people crying that they have to leave.
Yes.
You know, normally you right. can't wait to leave the doctor's office and I'm done seeing yes. you people, and then, but instead it's, I'm crying, I want to be better, I'm glad I'm better, but I hate the idea of not coming to see all of my friends that mean so much to me.
Yes,
absolutely wonderful.
It is really special.
412-906-9600 if you want to find out more about the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. 412-906-9600. More with Dr. Rafferty in a moment on KDK Radio.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I'm Angino along with Dr. Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Doc, you know, for people who are listening in for maybe the first time, it may be difficult to believe that people have had this much success. But one of the things that I'd like to remind people of is that we've been doing this show now going back 12, pushing 13 years.
Yes.
And you've had guests on every time you come on, different people. I don't know that we've ever had the same guest twice.
I don't think so.
Yes. And so you have all of these individuals from all of these backgrounds, all of these educations, all of these locations around the country, whether it's Nebraska, out to Alaska, all throughout Pennsylvania and neighboring states, that have come to you and have gotten the help that really is true. Only you can provide at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, because this is not available anywhere else, period.
Well, it is available in Michigan. That's where it started. But yeah, I brought it to Pittsburgh. It started in Michigan with Dr. Joseph Manella, and I brought it to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and yeah, we're in our 13th year, so yeah.
Nobody else can get this anywhere else here.
No, absolutely not.
Simple as
so,
that.
Yeah, simple as that. But what it comes down to, Mangino, is like I said in the beginning, is that we can fix the problem. We have the technology and the ability to do it, and we're doing it over and over and over again. And that's what true research is. We did our research, and we had the third-party research come out. But we use gold standard research forms, and the patients from the very beginning have been mm-hmm. filling them out. They still do. So really, every patient, is, in a sense, is part of the research. But what is real research? It's doing something and being able to produce the same results over and over and over again.
Right.
And it's not me. It's the technology and what we have available. And you guys know, I mean, technology is always improving. Always new technology is coming out. And we have it, and we've been using it. And that's why we have the success that we have.
And I encourage you to call 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com is the website. Dr. Richard Rafferty. Dr. Rafferty, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mangino. Really enjoyed being here today.